Hey guys, welcome to my podcast. And today I'm going to talk about one of the most or the most discussed topic in the comments by you. I am recently got so many messages about this topic that we all are able to get a good start to our day in the morning after we do all the exercises, meditations, etc. But after the first few hours of the day, you start feeling somewhat drained and or drained of energy, and a shortage of energy or focus occurs in you, and you just start procrastinating your work or just delaying it for some time. This is a very common problem, and it has a very common solution also. And I have been famous among you, as you know, that I give practical solutions to your problems that are really helping me in my life also. So I want to start with the first thing that you must do in order to maintain your focus, your energy throughout the day. So we are going to talk about two types of people in the podcast. First, those who are students, and second, those who are working professionals. Let's start with the students. So if you are a student, then you must have classes in the day, and then some of you might have tuitions or coaching in the late evenings or afternoons. So after that, you got only the night time or the evening time for you to study, and at that time there's a lot of vulgar thoughts, or there's a lot of complexity of the world absorbed by your mind, and your mind is continuously indulged in thinking about that complexity, whether it can be good also, because there are many good experiences, and you might be thinking continuously of those good experiences. This also happens. But this is not necessary, or this is not a good thing when you are studying. Else, it is good. So if you are a student, you just do one thing. If you are studying every day and the night, then just before studying in the evening or the night session, do a once more a meditation of just 5 minutes and focus on your breaths for those 5 minutes before starting to study. And after this, when you start studying, you will see your concentration bumping and your focus also bumping. If you are having energy problems, then you can do 10 to 20 push-ups, at least 20 push-ups before starting to study. If you are having energy problems, either or if you are only having the focus problem, then that is the best solution to just do 10 minutes of meditation before starting to study in the nights. And as talked, if you do meditation in the morning and then exercise, then you will automatically be able to focus and stay energized while studying during the morning sessions, if you are studying in the morning or the weekends. But I'm talking about the nighttime or the evening sessions of study when you are not having that much of focus. So you can practice this thing before starting those sessions, and you will surely find the benefit from it. And now let us talk about the working professionals who are working in a company or working for their business or something like that, but they have a bigger aim of their life on which they are working at as a part time of their life, and they have given it the time which is not of morning, and so they are not as motivated and focused and energized as they were during the day. So in case of them also, I want to give the same solution, that if you are a working professional and you have other dreams in your life which you give time in the evening time or the night times, then you must do a 5 to 10 minutes of meditation to attain the focus. Or if you are having energy problems, then you must do 2 to 3 minutes of running, or 2 to 3 minutes of push-ups, or any kind of workout for 2 to 3 minutes, and you will soon find a gain of energy. Still, if you are not finding, then eat something sugar. It's something sugar based, but that not must be tea or a coffee, because that tea or coffee energy drains very fast, as you have must have research in the YouTube or other things. So what I'm talking is to take sugar from apples, to eat sugar based substances from fruits. You can eat a banana, you can eat a apple, orange, or any kind of fruit which can give you a bump of energy for a longer period of time. And if you do your work after eating this, then they will also benefit you by maintaining your energy for a long time, and they will slowly, slowly give you the amount of energy you require. It is opposite in case of tea or coffee. When you drink them, this soon bumps your energy, gives you a lot of energy at a while, and that energy drains graphically with a very steep curve after some time. So to maintain the gentleness of that energy, you must eat fruits to gain that energy. And you can practice a meditation session before starting your work, or even if you are having your work, your personal work or any work that you are wanting to focus on, even on the work that you do, but you are not being able to. So you can try practicing 5 minutes of meditation just before starting those sessions also. Or if you don't have, if you don't want to give those 5 minutes also, then you can just close your eyes and count from 100 to 1, backward counting. Don't ever do forward counting, because it's very normal to our brain from our childhood. You will not get any focus. Just do backward counting from 100 to 1 and imagine a ship which is numbered with that number. For example, if you think of 100, then imagine a ship in which 100 is written on its, on the middle of its stomach. And then the next time when you think of a ship, then think 99 written on its stomach. In this way, you will be more focused, and your imagination powers will also increase. So this is the thing that I was wanting to tell you. If you are not being able to focus on the evening or the night sessions of your work or study, I hope that you may have find this session very powerful and helpful for you. I have a blog channel also where I recently started posting a blog almost every day or every second day. So you can just go and find many valuable contents there also. My blog website name is mrpracticalblogs.blogspot.com. So if you want, you can read my blogs there. I must request you, because I'm sure that is going to benefit you. I have written those from my heart and from my experiences which I have got in my life. So thank you, and I would like to end my session on this note now. Thank you.